I couldn't help but think when you were reading that, Dave, the words of Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And so all throughout Scripture, I mean, that's a common thing, is you see people committing sins, doing things in the dark, and God sees it all. So this week, I believe we're on question 78. The eighth commandment is, thou shalt not steal. Please turn to Exodus 20:15. You shall not steal. And this, I believe, also goes in with verse 17. It says, you shall not covet. Coveting really is the first action of the heart before the physical action of theft. So a lot of these, you'll find out, they really tie in together. Question 79, what is required in the eighth commandment? The eighth commandment requires the lawful procuring and furthering of wealth and outward estate of ourselves and others. Please turn with me to Genesis 30:30. For you had little before I came, and it has increased abundantly, and the Lord has blessed you wherever I turned. But now, when shall I provide for my own household also? Please turn with me to 1 Timothy 5:8. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Leviticus 25:35. If your brother becomes poor and cannot maintain himself with you, you shall support him as though he were a stranger and a sojourner, and he shall live with you. Deuteronomy 22, verses 1 through 5. You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep going astray and ignore them. You shall take them back to your brother. And if he does not live near you, and you don't know who he is, you shall bring it to your home, to your house, and it shall stay with you until your brother seeks it. Then you shall restore it to him. And you shall do the same with his donkey, or with his garment, or with any lost thing of your brother's, which he loses and you find. You may not ignore it. You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fallen down by the way and ignore them. You shall help him to lift them up again. And we'll read Exodus 23, verses 4 and 5. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall bring it back to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying down under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving him with it. You shall rescue it with him. And really, you can really hear the parable that Jesus told of the Good Samaritan as you're reading these things through here. And finally, Genesis 47. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan in exchange for the grain that they brought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And in verse 20, so Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, and for all the Egyptians sold their fields because the famine was severe on them, and the land became Pharaoh's. Let's go ahead and take a moment to pray. Father, as we read these words, as we heard Dave speak, Father, we just really want your word to sink deep into our hearts, that we take these things seriously, how you want us to live. So, Father, we ask that you'd be with us, that you would forgive us where we fall short, that you would continue to work in our lives through your Holy Spirit, that we might be more like Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.